U.S. Immigration Service spokesman Tim Counts said on Tuesday that the agency will bring 500 jobs to Overland Park, 300 to Lee's Summit, but not all at once.
It will be more of a slow rollout of the job announcement.
Counts credits President Obama's order allowing some young undocumented immigrants to stay in the United States if they were brought here as children. The bakers union at the Wonder Bread plant in Lenexa led off a strike against the Hostess company, which at one time was headquartered here. Out on the picket lines, they said the company insisted on big cuts to wages and benefits.
No way. We will not take the concessions.
I can't live off the wages they're going to pay us. No.
Hostess delivered an ultimatum. Back to work by Thursday night or we sell the company to the highest bidder. Spokesman Lance Inyon said,
if strikers think that this is a nifty way to bring in a new employer who presumably would give them better pay and wages, I think that's a dangerous proposition.
The union didn't go back to work, and on Friday, Hostess told a bankruptcy court it will liquidate and look for a buyer. Ambulance response times that didn't meet city standards, especially in the Northland, prompted the Kansas City City Council to tell the city manager and the fire department to get the problems fixed.
We aren't saying do it this way or do it that way. We aren't saying go back to the old way of dispatching. We're simply saying let's decrease the time it takes to dispatch an ambulance.
Councilman John Sharp, who says next the council will set up an advisory board including an emergency medical expert and council members for the ambulance service. Former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein defended his law license before the state Supreme Court and told reporters,
my office acted with integrity and with full compliance with ethical rules and the rules of law and endeavored to be forthright at every instance.
The ethics charges against Klein stemmed from his investigations of abortion providers. Klein said he was singled out for political reasons, but State Disciplinary Administrator Stan Hazlett said,
I just want to make this clear. This type of conduct found by the panel would have been prosecuted by our office no matter who the prosecutor was, no matter who the defendants were in the criminal case.
The court didn't say when it might hand down its decision. An already controversial South Kansas City religious group found itself in the midst of a bizarre murder case. Prosecutors said Tyler Deaton, a volunteer functionary at the International House of Prayer, put out the hit order on his wife because he feared she would expose a sexual group involved in acts of abuse. Another prayer group member was charged with killing Bethany Deaton and trying to make it look like suicide. The week's Kansas education controversy centered on curriculum. The State Board of Education pondered the teaching of cursive writing. Some people consider it outdated in the computer tablet age. Member Janet Waugh said older constituents still favor it.
Grandparents talked with me about this regarding how they noticed that their grandchildren could not write. You know, I mean, they simply couldn't write cursive.
It looked like cursive writing would stay, but science was slipping because of the emphasis on test scores in reading and math. A study showed more than half of Kansas teachers reporting less time spent on science, and 5% said they gave science grades, though science was not taught. This is KCUR.